The danger had suddenly escalated. We had to prevent business from being rolled up and put in the trash can by that Congress. Bryce Harlow, business strategist. There has been a significant erosion of the power of those in the working and middle classes. At the same time, there has been a sharp increase in the power of economic elites. Thomas Byrne Edsall, The New Politics of Inequality. It is one of those intriguing ironies of history that the immediate provocation for Lewis Powell's political manifesto to corporate America, his powerful private memorandum of 1971, came not from a liberal Democrat in the White House, but from Republican Richard Nixon, the very president who was about to name Lewis Powell to the Supreme Court. Powell's intention was to spark a full-scale political rebellion by America's corporate leaders, what one writer called the revolt of the bosses, to change the political and policy mainstream in Washington and to put the nation on a new track, a track more favorable to business. And he succeeded, probably far beyond his expectations. In his memo, Powell never mentioned Nixon or his administration by name. But writing in 1971 on the heels of Nixon's new regulatory initiatives and his new tax law that was hard on business and the wealthy, Powell warned the corporate community that anti-business sentiment in Washington had reached a dangerous new high, and it was threatening to fatally weaken or destroy America's free enterprise system. Business was being victimized, he said, by government regulations, consumer activism, and politically powerful trade unions. The political influence of the business community had become so weak, Powell contended, that the business executive had become truly the forgotten man. In a tone of exasperation, he chided America's corporate leaders for bowing to mainstream middle-of-the-road policies and for adopting a strategy of appeasement, ineptitude, and ignoring the problem. The time has come, he insisted, for corporate America to adopt a more aggressive attitude and to change Washington's policies through confrontation politics. Political mutiny had been brewing for some time. By the early 1970s, the free market fundamentalism of economist Milton Friedman, a Nobel laureate from the University of Chicago, was giving new legitimacy to pro-business laissez-faire economics in academic circles. William Buckley's National Review and Irving Kristol's Public Interest were challenging the long-accepted governmental activism of the welfare state, as it was then called. The movement conservatism spawned by the 1964 presidential candidacy of Senator Barry Goldwater, with its ardent anti-union, anti-government ideology, had growing appeal in Sunbelt business circles. But it was Powell's rallying cry and corporate manifesto, infused into the political bloodstream of the business community by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, that generated broad tremors of change in corporate America and set off a seismic transformation of our political system. 40 years later, we still feel the aftershocks. The Powell Blueprint. Powell was like a commanding general gearing up an army for battle. Business must learn the lesson that political power is necessary, he asserted, that such power must be assiduously cultivated, and that when necessary, it must be used aggressively and with determination, without embarrassment, and without the reluctance which has been so characteristic of American business.